I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. One out of six Americans receive money from the Social Security system. Monthly payments go to retired workers and disabled people and to their survivors. Two-thirds of Americans age 65 and older depend on Social Security for at least half the money they get. The system is financed mostly by a 12.4% wage tax shared by workers and employers. This year, close to 50 million people will receive more than $500,000 million in benefits. But in his State of the Union speech Wednesday night, President Bush said, with each passing year, fewer workers are paying ever higher benefits to an ever larger number of retirees. 13 years from now, he said, Social Security will be paying out more than it takes in. In his words, we must pass reforms that solve the financial problems of Social Security once and for all. His proposals face resistance, not only from opposition Democrats, but also some Republicans. It is often said that politicians risk political death if they touch Social Security. Experts say any changes will probably reduce future benefits. Yet no one can even know what the population will be like years from now. The president said the system will not change for Americans now age 55 or older, but he warned younger workers that Social Security would be out of money by 2042. As he said that, Democrats in Congress shouted, "No, no, no." Mr. Bush said the only solutions would be higher taxes, new borrowing, or sudden and severe cuts. He said the best way to make the system better for younger workers is through voluntary personal retirement accounts. He said the plan would permit workers to set aside 4 percentage points of the money they pay in Social Security taxes. The money would be invested in what he calls a conservative mix of bonds and stock funds. He said there would be ways to protect investments from sudden changes in the market before a person is about to retire. But Democrats say younger workers could lose much of their retirement savings. A powerful group for older Americans, AARP, says it opposes any major changes. It says public opinion studies show that most Americans want Social Security to remain as it is. Internet users can learn more about Social Security at voaspecialenglish.com. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter.